Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Digesting Politics is back. It's our weekly podcast where Andrea Bernstein, Bob Henley, and I discuss politics over lunch. Digesting Politics is a web-only feature not heard on the radio. We recorded a new one yesterday, and you can sign up for free for the Digesting Politics podcast at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, we've got lots of Simpsons fans in the audience, we know. See if any of you remember this moment from Season 3 when Bart Simpson discovers that he has a knack for the yo-yo and Homer hatches a plan.
Marge, come here. Can you believe it? Pretty soon I'll be able to quit my job and live off the boy.
What? Name me one person who's gotten rich by doing yo-yo tricks.
Donald Trump? No. Arnold Palmer? No. Bill Cosby? No. Don't!
Not so fast, Homer. Maybe no one's gotten Donald Trump rich from the yo-yo, but plenty of people are yo-yo stars in their own right. And we are now joined by perhaps two of the most famous yo-yoers out there. In the studio is Pat Quatero, the founder of YoYoNation.com and the organizer of the third annual International Yo-Yo Open, which takes place this weekend at the South Street Seaport. And on the phone from San Francisco is living legend Tom Kuhn, dentist by trade, so I guess he hasn't gotten rich off his yo-yos, but widely regarded as the father of the modern yo-yo. He's going to be attending this weekend's event and will be honored for his lifetime contributions to yo-yoing. Pat, Tom, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having us.
Pat,
it's great to be here. Thanks.
It's generally acknowledged, Pat, within the community, as I understand it, that Tom is the father of the modern yo-yo. Enlighten those of us. What makes a modern yo-yo?
Sure thing. Well, first of all, Tom, it's definitely an honor to be on the same show with you at the same time. So, you know, that should say something about, you know, how much we revere you. In terms of what makes a modern yo-yo, and to answer your question, we talk about the ball bearing. We talk about, you know, CNC machined aluminum high precision pieces that you know, spin for minutes now rather than seconds. Before Tom Kuhn came along, of course, we've had yo-yos that were fixed axle, and these yo-yos spun for about 7 seconds or 6 seconds or something like that on a good throw. And what the technology or the ball bearing has really enabled us to do is really elevate the level of play and brought us to where we are today, which is why we have the International Yo-Yo Open.
Used to be a piece of wood and a piece of string.
Yeah.
Now it's ball bearings and high tensile aluminum and all
exactly.
This stuff. Quick, what is the No Jive 3-in-1?
No Jive 3-in-1 is this yo-yo it's amazing. People are still using it today. You can take it apart and turn it into three different pieces. There are three different shapes, pagoda shape, butterfly shape, or imperial shape. Tom Kuhn made it, of course. and also, they have the world's largest yo-yo, as far as I understand. Tom, you can correct me, which is a No Jive 3-in-1, and they literally yo-yo it off of a crane, and it's pretty awesome.
and Tom, what about the Silver Bullet 2? What kind of yo-yo is that?
Well, Silver Bullet 2 was actually followed the Silver Bullet 1, which was a turned aluminum metal yo-yo and had a wooden axle, and decided, okay, let's play with ball bearings and see if we can get this thing to spin even longer. And the SB2, I think, was the first really fully functional ball bearing yo-yo, and it kind of got a lot of manufacturers interested in, this guy's making a yo-yo that's selling for $89. Maybe we ought to get into this business, you know. So I think it did stimulate the yo-yo business. It, you know, went into the space shuttle, and an astronaut yo-yoed with it. I mean, so the yo-yo got a bit of publicity, and it's still a very popular seller.
You mean you can use these yo-yos in a gravity-less situation?
Oh, that's a whole topic, zero-gravity yo-ing, absolutely. Yes, it's true. That goes back a ways. I was home one night, and the phone rang while I was having dinner, and I answered, and it's, hello, this is astronaut David Griggs calling, and I said, what? You know, hello. Long story short, he was saying that he was going to be doing a part of this Toys in Space program, and his thing was to take a yo-yo into space, and I really didn't know that much about yo-yoing, and could, you know, would I consider coming to the Johnson Space Center and maybe showing him a few moves in a space shuttle simulator? And, you know, when I caught my breath, I said, sure. You know, so the following Tuesday, I found myself there with him and some other astronauts, and then we were trying these various moves in a simulator.
How about
and
that?
In space, he was able to do some tricks much more easily, actually, than he could. I mean, there's a trick called, it's called Reach for the Moon. And in slow motion, you can see in these videos, he kind of gets this thing to happen, or it's much harder to do in one gravity. And that sort of stimulated a whole series of correspondences that I had with a NASA scientist named Don Pettit, who's now an astronaut. At the time, he worked at the Los Alamos Labs, and he was taking these trips up on these C-135 zero-gravity jets. I don't know if you're familiar with these planes.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they kind of they go into about 20 seconds of weightlessness. So he took, you know, they're up there for hours, I think. You know, they call them the vomit comet, because they, you know, if you're not really used to zero gravity, it can be quite...
I'm so glad I know that now.
Yeah, don't go up in that. But anyway, he started, you know, taking some of my yo-yos up there, and we started corresponding about theoretical yo-yos for outer space, because, I mean, it's going to be important to have yo-yos.
Now, we've posted a video from a documentary about you on our website, so for people who want to see the legendary father of the modern yo-yo in action, you can at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehr Show. And, Tom, in this video, you talk about the state of yo. What exactly is the state of yo?
State of yo. What is the state of yo? The state of yo is a sort of a place that a person who fixes his attention or concentrates on a spinning yo-yo enters, and it's a happy place. It's a place where you kind of forget about what else is going on. And you're just playing with geometry in this little spinning disc. And I was in the state of yo before this phone call. Actually, I was sitting here yo-yoing with my cat.
It's kind of a zen thing, and we shook you out of your bliss.
It really is.
Pat Quatera, go ahead.
Honestly, when I got into yo-yoing, it was back in high school, and I used it, not that high school stressful or anything like that, but you really, when I'm playing with a yo-yo, it's really a stress reliever. And, you know, for me, I guess the state of yo for me is really just the stress-free place where I can really just focus on yo-yoing and enjoy what I'm doing and learn or achieve something and learn new tricks and stuff like that. So, I guess from Tom's perspective, he's got his definition of the state of yo. I have my definition of the state of yo, and really what matters is that we're playing with yo-yos and we're really enjoying it and, just having a lot of fun with it.
So, Pat, tell us about this International Open down at the South Street Seaport this weekend.
Sure. It's the largest yo-yo event in history. Last year, we had 25,000 people come out to this event throughout the day, and I don't know of any other yo-yo event in the world that draws this kind of crowd, especially here in New York City, in a highly touristy, trafficked area at South Street Seaport. So we have the best competitors from all over the world. This morning, I woke up to one of the best competitors from China knocking on my door, figuring out, how to book a hotel room in very poor English, and I don't speak Mandarin or anything like that. So, last night I was hanging out with a French, three-time French national champion, three-time UK national champion. So, it's a way for me. I'm still a little fanboy of all these things, despite, me running YoYoNation.com and stuff like that. I love this stuff. And so it gives me the opportunity to hang out with the best players all over the world, yet showcase what yo-yoing is all about to the general public today. And it's really exciting thing. So.
And how do you win the competition? Is it like figure skating at the Olympics,
exactly,
where you do your freestyle and you can do lots of different tricks?
That's exactly it. Yeah, except there's no compulsories. There are no specific tricks that you have to do in your freestyle. But there are, you have 3 minutes set to music, and you do everything you possibly can in the best way possible, based off of technical execution, difficulty, risk, and, stage performance. Our contest is actually different because we judge performance a lot higher than any other contest, as far as I know, which is, to me, is really important. You know, you've got to look like you're having fun on the stage. And to 25,000 people, you should look like you're having
fun.
What
kind of music do people usually use?
All different kinds. Yo-yo players come from all different backgrounds and musical tastes. So we've got things from hip-hop to you know, super hardcore punk rock and metal even, or, you know, just classic rock. Some people use classical music, so it works out.
So, Tom Kuhn, you invented some of these yo-yos. Do you also compete?
No, I don't compete. You know, I wouldn't stand a chance against the talent today. I mean, I you know, it's just mind-boggling, which is great and all well and good. And I think the, you know, the limits should be pushed, and these yo-yos do that, allow people to choreograph these unbelievable moves. But you know, I should also mention that you know, some people are intimidated by this advanced yo-yoing, and you know, relating to the state of yo. I mean, I think you can be in the state. I mean, I love going by a bus stop or something and seeing some kid just kind of throwing a yo-yo.
Agreed.
Up or down. I mean, that's
the
state of yo too, you know. And I remember a great yo-yoer, a pro from years and years ago named Barney Akers, who he's a legend in his own way. He would just have a very elegant way of getting a yo-yo to just kind of go down, up, kind of flip over his wrist, down and up, and that's all he did. And you know, people before these modern yo-yos, people had fun with just basic yo-yos too. So I enjoy, you know, I'm fairly good. I enjoy playing with yo-yos very much. I like I like the feel of a wooden yo-yo very much, and the aesthetic of a yo-yo. I mean, I actually have one in my hand now. It's almost like a talisman, you know. You don't even have to yo-yo. You can just kind of carry one in your pocket.
And Pat, and we started the segment with that clip from The Simpsons, where Homer couldn't come up with anyone who actually became rich by being really good at yo-yos. But I understand you used to be a banker at Merrill Lynch.
Yeah.
Before you went out and founded the website Yo-Yo Nation.
Yeah.
Maybe you got out just in time.
I got out about three years ago now, and I don't know if it was just in time, and honestly, I wasn't even thinking about the stuff. I was just thinking about being in a permanent state of yo.
And do you make a living from Yo-Yo Nation?
Much better than I was making before, I think. I mean, you know,
what's
honestly,
the source of your revenue in that game?
Source of revenue? YoYoNation.com is the world's premier retailer of anything you could possibly think of that's yo-yos.
Oh, you sell yo-yo products.
So we sell yo-yo products. We'll do branded products to any companies. Let's say WNYC wants WNYC branded yo-yos. There you go. Or, you know, we'll also book players for, you know, bar mitzvahs. And, you know, we're like an agency or something.
I know
like
what
that.
The listener's thinking. Yeah. Oh, no. Here comes the next membership drive. Thank you, gift. But we have to leave it there with Pat Quintero, founder of YoYoNation.com, and Tom Kuhn, known as the father of the modern yo-yo. Thank you both very, very much.
Thank you for having us.
And Pat, I guess at Yo-Yo Nation, people can find out exactly where to go, South Street Seaport, if they want to watch this thing.
Yep, or yoyoopen.com.
Yoyoopen.com, and we have a link on our site. Thanks, guys. Lisa Allison, Jody Evergan, Eileen Markey, and Paige Cowart produced this program. We had intern help from David McCabe, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.